All right. Well, look. All right. Let's get going. Bart asked me if I would chair this, so I'm happy to do that. I threw together an agenda based on some of the commentary on the list and my sense of what's been going on. But I certainly invite anyone else to make suggestions as to things we should add to that or take away, case may be. Okay. Okay, well, welcome, everybody. For those of you who have not participated in those calls, we just try and use it as a forum by which the CC community can keep track of the various threads that are going on with the IANA transition implementation, and there are certainly a lot of threads being woven in the last couple of weeks. So let's just let's start with the good news. Paul, can you tell us where we are on the SLEs?
So the good news is the service level expectation document has been agreed between the working group and ICANN-IANA. It sets out a number of thresholds, and also it brings in a dashboard which will better inform the community as to ICANN-IANA's performance. The next stage is the document that has been approved needs to be presented to the CWG, which will happen tomorrow night. And all being well, if it's adopted at the CWG by the CWG members, that will then form part of the naming services agreement that should come into being post-transition.
Thank you, Paul, and congratulations, because I know you worked very hard and pushed.
1,413 hours, to be precise, have been spent on this item.
Well, that's why I said thank you.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Okay. Any questions of Paul on that? All right. So, why don't we move along to the naming services agreement? I know this was a subject of some debate on the list, and I know that, and Becky took her hand to suggesting some additions to satisfy some of those concerns. I thought Becky was supposed to join us, but she's not here now. Chris, would you want to speak to that, or failing that, just ask these things? All right, thank you.
Happy to, Alan. Good morning. Sorry, it's very early for me here. It's about 5 a.m. So I'm just looking at my email. And I'm not sure what's gone out, but I do know that as of yesterday, ICANN Legal were working on making some changes to the document to take out some of the difficulties that had arisen. I don't know how many of you. I can't remember how public it was, because Becky did do some redrafting and it sent out, but I can't remember whether it was sent out to the full CWG list or not. I think it was. And so we're expecting a draft to be published for comment today. And my understanding is that that draft is likely to have dealt with most of the issues that arose from a CCTLD point of view, including the unfortunate references to the GAC principles completely out of context. But I can't say for sure, because I think yet. The goal, I think, is to get it out for public comment as best we can, and then deal with any other issues that may arise in the public comment period. So I think I'm the same boat as everybody else, which is eagerly awaiting to see the new draft for public comment and make sure that it is correct from the point of view of the CCTLDs.
Okay, thank you, Chris. I have a couple of hands. Peter Van Rossum. Peter, are you there? You're gone now.
I am. Can you hear me?
Hello? Barely.
Well, I'll take this. Take the next speaker. Sorry.
Okay, well, maybe we'll ask.
Yeah, I've lost him completely, and I can't hear him.
All right, well, that's fine.
Lisa's on the call.
Lisa's up next.
Yeah. Thank you. I see you're right that Jonathan sent it out to the full list, the revised naming service agreement. Is that the one you say, Alan, or was it the SLE update that was sent out to the full list?
I saw the amendments to the proposed amendments that Becky made to the document. And I believe it was from Jonathan. So that's what I'm referring to. Sorry.
Okay. Because
I'm seeing emails that they've all gone. It looks like they've been lodged for public comment already, Lisa. Is that right?
Yes. It should be. The plan was that even though that the CWG has not seen the second revision of the agreement, to send it out for public comments, and then at the same time work with CWG in parallel actually the reference to the GAC principles and Annex C, and here ICANN Legal will make a table that is actually showing where the different parts are taken into account in the agreement, and so it's actually make a reference to Annex C. So hopefully that will remove some of the concerns, and I haven't seen the draft yet, so I don't know yet if Becky's suggestions have been incorporated, but the plan is actually that even though it's sent out for public comment, it's still a document that CWG can work with, and we will have a look at it. If tomorrow it will be presented, but then we will actually use some of the later meetings in order to go through the changes. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Paul? Are you there, Paul?
So, thank you. Yeah, I'm sorry, I was just turning, I'm off mute. I am a little concerned that this thing is being presented at the last hour. If you remember, for the last month, since the date in May I sent it out, I have been expressing concern over the naming services agreement. I've been begging for help, because it was abundantly clear that the naming services agreement as originally presented was not fit for purpose. And now apparently, at the last minute, a naming service agreement has been published, but the CWG representative has not seen. And I'm just a little concerned that there's a bit of a capture going on when it is supposed to be the community informing ICANN and ICANN capturing it. The community being the stewardship community. We were tasked with a job, and the process seems to be being usurped. And in answer to Peter Van Roster's question, I am very happy with the service level agreement as agreed by IANA. How do they relate to the current levels? They capture effectively the current levels. And if anything, there's improvement upon the current levels, but those improvements were proposed by IANA in recognition of the fact that NTIA was not in the mix, and therefore things could be significantly more efficient. So in my opinion, it's an appropriate SLE going forward. I think it needs refinement by the CSC. But at least the contract can have some thresholds and parameters for professional service delivery. So thank you, question, Peter. And I would also like to thank, I see Patricio and Jay are on the call. They made outstanding contributions to the SLE from a CC perspective, and I'm delighted that Jay Daly will be the CSC representative, CCTLD representative on the CSC. So that wraps that up. But the naming services agreement, I just feel, you know, I've been busting a gut for months saying this isn't right, and then the last minute we've got this document that no one seems to have seen on which comments are being solicited without all the previous dialogue within the CWG having taken place or being known to the parties. Thanks.
Thank you, Paul. Lisa, please.
I have two comments here. One is, first, we've seen the first draft of the, and it's naming functions agreement, because that's very important, because there is a service agreement between ICANN and CTI, which is the other part of this agreement setup, or what we should call it. That's my first point. We've seen the first draft. The second thing is, actually, the CWG was meant to oversee the implementation as such. We're not meant to draft and write the agreements. We're there to say we think it's in line with the proposal. We are there to help, and we actually still have the opportunity to discuss any issues during the public consultation. So I'm not as concerned as some of you that this is going to be too late. This is work we need to do in parallel, because timing doesn't allow us to do otherwise. And I really feel that we have the legal advisors, we have CWG, we have ICANN Legal. We need to work in a close cooperation. And Becky sent her comments too, and I hope those are incorporated into the draft. This is just what we have to work with. So I'm not concerned that we're not heard in this process. But it's a little unusual process, because we work also, the CWG work during the public comment period. But that's a compromise that we actually have accepted as CWG. And we also need to recall that we are there to ensure the implementation is in line with the proposal, and not to actually do the implementation. That's the work of ICANN. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Chris, and I assume Paul, that's an old hand.
Yeah, thanks, Alan. I just want to make sure that we don't let conspiracy theories run away with us. I don't know whether or not. I know Stephen has expressed in the chat concern about the time. Will there be enough time to deal with this before September deadline? And I don't know the answer to that, but obviously there's a belief that there will be, otherwise it wouldn't be going down this road. And I'm certainly hopeful that I haven't seen the draft that's about to go out for public comment, so I don't know what it says, but I do know that it was made taking into account all of the comments that Becky and I made. I don't know what happened earlier on in the process, because I wasn't there, but I do know that as soon as we saw a draft, and a number of us spoke to each other, Nigel and Katrina and a few of us spoke to each other, we immediately reacted, said we need to make sure that this is fixed. So I appreciate all of the effort that everyone's put in, especially Paul, who I know has been intimately involved in this from the beginning. But I think, I'll reserve judgment until I see the draft. I'm not suggesting that it is going to be, I'm hopeful it will be on the way to being there, but let's wait until we see it.
Thank you, Chris. Kim, I want to look at action items. I mean, I think someone on this call has to take a lead just to have a look at that draft when it's circulated, and just to get back to us. Personally, I was comfortable with the proposals that Becky made, and provided that they were all have been retained, my sense is we should be all right. So does someone want to volunteer to just do that crosswalk between the public draft and the version that Becky edited, which Jonathan circulated to the CWG list on the 5th of August? Any volunteers? Well, okay. Well, then maybe I'll have to own that. So why don't we throw that in the chat, and I'll just do a side by side on the edits and see where we are, and then let our list kind of deal with that. Yeah. So Lisa's saying in the chat that the draft has not yet been published. So I guess we just have to wait and see on that. There's not much more, I think, for us to do on that today. I think we'll move on to the INIPR. I don't know who can speak to this other than they're funny as a draft agreement, as I understand it. Lisa, do you want to speak to this, failing anyone else?
I can speak briefly to it. Sorry, Alan. But yeah, I can give a brief update. There has been a call today between the three operational communities, a two-hour call. Unfortunately, I was not able to join. I know that both Greg and Jonathan joined. At that call, we had both the community agreement under scrutiny, or that was looked into, and the license agreement. Both agreements are sent out for public comments tomorrow. It's going to be the ICG website, which is going to send it out for public comment, because it is seen as a neutral party in all this. There are two issues. I don't know if they've been solved on the call. If not, we need to do it very soon. One is, who is to sign for the names? Is it ICANN who will sign on behalf of the names community? And the other one was the description of the PTI functions in relation to names, too. That description for me is not a difficult one. I think it's more who's going to sign from the name side, which will cause some trouble. But since we don't really have any legal entities, the CGNSO is not one. The GNSO is neither, or the registry they call the group. We actually think that, or I believe it's going to be ICANN who needs to do this, but it has not been decided yet.
Okay. Thank you for that. I guess it's ICANN by default. I don't want to have that big discussion here, but I haven't seen any discussion of that on the list, Lisa, having ICANN sign on behalf of the names community, but has that happened somewhere?
Actually, Greg has sent out a question to the CWG regarding these two issues, but no one has really responded to that one. So it has not been a discussion that has been on the list. This is more Jonathan, Greg, and I talking about how to actually deal with this. We have been open to CWG to report back if anyone had a preference, or I know Sean has sent some ideas, but he was in favor for ICANN to be the signatory. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Lisa. Are there any other comments on that issue? If not, I'd like to take advantage of Becky having just joined the call to just to go back a bit on the naming services agreement. Becky, my understanding based on our conversation now is that there will be a revised draft of the naming service agreement published imminently or very soon, but it has not been published for public comment. I, at least, and I think some others were comfortable with the suggestions and edits you proposed last week or about 10 days ago, and I left that as an open question if someone would take the lead on ensuring that your proposals have been sustained in that new draft. So can I just ask you to comment on that generally, and secondly, whether you'd be prepared just to do that on behalf of the community? Thank you.
Sure. So I do think everybody saw my proposed changes, we hadn't heard anything, and my proposed changes really were just to ensure that policy stays where policy is, we get the policies that apply properly described, consistent with the FOI work. So I think all of you should have seen that. We didn't hear anything about it for a while. It seemed to sort of go into the void. So I think that they are being, Chris, you asked a question about it on the list, and I think that they were being taken into consideration, but I do not believe I've seen a final draft incorporating those at all.
No, you're not up to date with your emails, Becky. You're right, you haven't seen a draft. What I said to everybody before you joined the call was that my understanding is that in agreement, and again, this is only what I've been told, is that it's been agreed with the CWG chairs that a redrafted document, which is being completed at the moment, which I understand takes into account stuff that the amendment that you made, is going to be published for public comment today. And I don't know who's seen that. I haven't seen it. I know you haven't seen it. Lisa, have the chairs seen it, or is it just being published blind by the Sidley and ICANN Legal?
We haven't seen it. We spoke to Trang yesterday evening, my time. I don't know what that time is in your time zone, but we spoke to Trang 24 hours ago, and she said, is it okay if I publish it, because the plan was to send it out for public comment at the 8th of the of August,
yeah.
We said yes, because we've been doing that before with other drafts. We have the bylaws, we had comments, and we have worked in parallel with this.
Right.
Paul Kane is saying ICANN is drafting it and no one has seen it. It's not completely true. We saw the first draft. We saw the first version. We actually gave some input to it, and Becky's input is hopefully in that draft. That's what we have been told. And then we will have the opportunity to actually go through it once more during the public comments. So it's not ICANN drafting just in blind. We actually allowed ICANN and Sidley to work together in order to do this in a fast way and to accommodate a more flexible and a faster way to work. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Paul?
Just to be fair, Sidley are lawyers and do not understand our industry. Yes, you're right, the naming agreement was published ages ago, and you'll remember I raised a number of concerns as to the frequency in which GAC principles were referred to. I did suggest at the time GAC principles 2005 should be referenced, and that was shot down by the GAC. And this is sort of old, and the thing that's a tad frustrating is you know, I've been trying almost without support from other colleagues, and I appreciate you, Lisa, our chair, so you can't actually weigh in. But the big issue is the first version that I have seen was very pro-governments, and I'm sincerely hoping, and I wasn't familiar with the the FOI work, but I understand from Keith and from others there was a framework there that both the governments and the CC manager had to agree, and having read Becky's draft, I think that's incorporated. But do remember, of course, there is a fairly large contingent of parties that are not effectively within the ICANN umbrella. And so we have to be careful to have regard for them as well as those that are within the ICANN CCNSO umbrella. So all I'm asking is that we don't rush this. We actually get it right, and we make sure that all elements of the CC community are addressed, and that governments, their view is respected, but just because a government says doesn't necessarily mean a government's will be implemented by ICANN. ICANN is a, well, we'll come on to that point, but ICANN historically has been a service provider, and we want to make sure that continues. And I think Sam Eisner, who was concerned about some of the stuff that was proposed, and I'm sure has made some good suggestions, but that was because of Sidley's, I'm going to say, lack of knowledge about our particular community's diversity. And it's just, we as experts, quote, in the field, I hate the term experts, need to safeguard the interests of the diverse CCTLD community, and we're best placed to do that. So that's all my point is. So anyway, thanks.
Thank you, Paul. Chris?
I just want to, sorry, thanks, Alan. I just want to agree with Paul, and just to say that whilst we might disagree as CCTLD people, we might disagree on some of the nuances, we all pretty much agree with the baseline, and it is our job to ensure that the naming functions agreement reflects that. So I think we're all working in the same direction. Thanks.
Thank you, Chris. Becky?
So I just want to be totally clear that the comments that I provided and sent to a bunch of people on this list and to Sidley and ICANN essentially went back and changed the reference to the GAC principles to the 2005 principles, inserted the where applicable, because Paul, the most important thing about the GAC principles is that they only apply if all of the parties, the CC manager and the government, agree that they apply, and that's on the face of it provision of the contract, so it was necessary to have where applicable apply. Then reinsert sort of RFC 1591 in the framework of interpretation, eliminate the potential for the PTI to make policy, but give it the authority to ask for policy to be clarified or developed, and to go back to the sources of policy development with respect to those issues, which in the case of CCTLD delegations and revocations is the CCNSO. So all of those changes, you know, were simply to get us back to the policy authority resting where it should rest, and to properly name and cabin the policies that do apply. I do think that there was some fundamental misunderstanding of what was going on by Sidley, and they were probably attempting in good faith to fill holes, but not understanding precisely how the problem worked. I haven't heard any concerns from ICANN about the amendments that I proposed, and I'm going to send them around again to this group so everybody has them. And I think, you know, if if the draft that comes that is published doesn't include them, then we need to be very aggressive about it.
Thank you, Becky. So, in fact, I was going to suggest to Kim that she do exactly what you've proposed, that is to say, to circulate the amendment you proposed, I think, on the 29th of July. So I don't know if you have access to the full list, but if you don't, just ask Kim to do it. Becky, could I ask you on behalf of this group, when the document is published for public comment, that you look at it and let us as a group know how you feel about it is, where it is, particularly in reference to the sensitive areas that we've been discussing.
Sure. Happy to do that.
Thank you, Becky. So, Kim, why don't you capture that as an action item just to have that draft circulated? I've got it, and I can send it to you. Which is fine. It's on the CWG list, but looking at the people that are on the call today, I know there's a number of them that are not on that, so I think they should benefit from that. If no one objects, I think we'll go back to the agenda as we were, and that's really to talk about where we are with the PTI bylaws and the contract language. There's been a bit of a debate on the list, but not over much of substance as far as I'm concerned. But Lisa, where are we with kind of just closing that off? Can you let us know, please?
Yes, in relation to, because here we actually have PTI bylaws and contract language in one item, and the PTI bylaws are actually closing the public comment period tomorrow. So we will finalize the documents on the CWG call tomorrow, hopefully. The common letter that we have actually discussed it at prior calls, and last call it was discussed, Jonathan was chairing the last call, and it was discussed deeply. There were some concerns about that the language in relation to nominated directors that were nominated from the community should be preferred as chairs, that has been removed because there are only very few directors, and it might tie the board into choosing someone who is not the best. But actually, there are still some concerns if it should be preferably NOMCOM nominated directors that should be preferred as chairs of the PTI. That's one issue. That's outstanding. We have another one regarding how to formulate issues around the budget. That is also going to be dealt with tomorrow. But apart from that, I think the PTI bylaws comments are ready to go from the CWG, and I think most of the concerns from the CWG, or all the issues, have been dealt with that CWG has raised in relation to PTI bylaws. I'm a little uncertain what we mean regarding the contract language here on this item 5, because I don't know if that relates to that we have some issues in relation to Annex C that we actually wanted to go into the bylaws, and some into the naming service, the naming functions agreement, sorry. But that has also been dealt with, and actually Annex C is being incorporated totally into the naming functions agreement by the help of Becky. In relation to the bylaws, the public comment period closes tomorrow. CWG will hopefully submit our comments to it, and It seems that most issues have been dealt with. We have two open issues that will be finalized on the call tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Paul Kane, please.
So I have to say I'm not sure where everyone comes from, but on the call. My concern, just this is a point of information, it, as Lisa says, it has, quote, been dealt with, unquote. My concerns in cultures other than Western cultures, well, that's quite broad, but certainly Asian cultures, it is frequently the case that the incorporation documents, bylaws, memorandums of association, formulate what the company can and can't do, restrict its activity, indeed specify its activity, even between affiliate organizations. And the point I was trying to make, and it has been thrown out, but I just want to say for the benefit of those who come from a non-Western culture, the point I was trying to incorporate within the PTI incorporation documents was to reflect cultures other than Western culture. That proposal was accepted by Sidley, who did some research into the matter, agreed that certain terms could be incorporated within the bylaws, within the naming contract, in the bylaws, or in the naming contract, or both. We did discuss it in the CWG calls, the intent, and I was raising it because I feel very much for our Asian colleagues. I'm afraid to say I'm not familiar with incorporations within the Latin American world nor the African world, but certainly within Asia, they do have a slightly different corporate feel. That was rejected or not carried through or whatever by ICANN Legal, and we are where we are. So the naming contract, which many from outside Western cultures don't really refer to, particularly where it's affiliated parties, we just need to make sure, or ICANN need to make sure, that it is really highly referenced. So any party who's not familiar with Western culture does have the ability to find out, you know, the related parties and what's going on. So for non-Western CC managers, I tried, brackets failed, but at least I did try to have their particular cultures reflected within the incorporation documents of PTI. Regarding the substance, I have to say I'm going to wait judgment and just for clarification, Annex C, which is something I have been banging on about for a long time, was done by a working group that Stefan was involved in. Stefan, the Swedish guy, was involved in. It was, the whole proposal was supported by the community, which included Annex C, which was quite specific with respect to language, and I have been wanting to make sure that the proposal that was adopted by the community was incorporated and implemented correctly. So I have been banging on about Annex C. Personally, I'm quite relaxed about Annex C and agree that there has been a mix, a potential mix of policy and incorporation or contractual relationships. There has been a mix, inappropriate mix possibly, but that's what the language was supposed to tidy up, which unfortunately it didn't. So that is why I'm very keen that Annex C is correctly addressed, because the community, both the CC community and others, signed up to a particular mechanism, and Annex C was ignored in the first process. It may be ignored again, but I have done my job as a representative of the CC community if the bigger picture decide to ignore it. But it's just, in my opinion, vital where something has been mandated by the community, it's vital that it's at least argued for. Thank you.
Sorry. Thank you, Paul. Lisa, please.
I'd just like to add that some of Annex C's issues have been incorporated into the bylaws, but I agree with Paul. Paul has actually raised these issues in relation to Annex C, and it's actually his raising this that has made us all aware that it needed to be incorporated in the naming functions agreement. So I would actually like to recognize this and thank you, Paul, for that, because I think it's been very good and very helpful that you pointed out that we needed to ensure these issues. Having said that, I'm not as concerned that it's not in the bylaws, because if it's covered well enough, and here I'd like to thank Becky for sending in additions to the naming functions agreement. If it's covered here, the lawyers has actually convinced us that it's just as safe here as it is in the bylaws, and it's a more natural placeholder for issues like described in Annex C. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. So I'd like to move on just to a subject that Paul Kane raised just on the list when we were trying to identify items for discussion. Paul, you raised this question, PTI is service provider or point of authority. Would you please elaborate on what you mean by that, please? Thanks.
So, historically, IANA's day-to-day operation has been simply a service provider. The registry, predominantly CCs, because it was then, but even GTLDs now, but they are governed by our contract with ICANN. For those CCs that do not have contracts or formal relations with ICANN, IANA has been very much a service provider. And the thing that concerned me, and I believe it is being backed out of now, which I think is helpful, was there was an attempt in the early versions of the naming agreement that PTI becomes effectively a point of authority. And that worried me in that in order for policy to be developed, it needs to be developed by the respected and appropriate party, not by PTI. And I was concerned that it was moving towards a point of authority, which rather than a service provider. And I would like to have confirmation, because I've been banging on about this as well, that PTI is a mere service provider rather than a point of authority, and there needs to be explicit consent, such as a contract, if that is to be changed. And I would just welcome debate on this very important point, because I think Becky has addressed it to a degree in her revised text, but in my opinion, IANA is a mere service provider, not a point of authority, and any reference empowering PTI to have authority is wrong. Thanks.
Thank you, Paul. Does anyone have any comments on this or response to Paul's question?
Alan, it's Chris. I've dropped out of the Adobe room, so I can't put my hand up. Only just to say I agree with Paul, and that I think that part of the flag that went up when I saw the draft was exactly that. We need to make sure that policy is outside of PTI. PTI is told. And that's it. So I agree with
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Steven?
As you can see from my comment to the chat, I also agree completely with Paul, and this point cannot be overemphasized. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Steven. Paul?
So can I just add a further? So I was not at the ICANN meeting, and I understood from people that were that PTI was wanting to ascertain, follow whatever local law. And I'm of the opinion that local law is a matter for the registry in the jurisdiction in which it's based or under the contracts it gives to its customers or something. And effectively, the registry has to follow the applicable law, not PTI. And could I just have that confirmed or denied or whatever, please? Because these are very important aspects. And Becky may have addressed it already, but I apologize if I've missed that.
Thank you, Paul. Jay, please.
Thanks, Alan. Does Becky want to reply to Paul's point before I say anything?
I'm happy to. I'm going to have to go back and check on my changes. I mean, I think that you can say PTI follows applicable law, but that's the applicable law, that the law that applies to it. You know, the general principle is that disputes about CCTLD should be resolved in country, but PTI obviously cannot be put in a position of having to decide what the law of any particular country requires at any moment in time or whether the law has been followed. That's consistent with the framework of interpretation principles all the way through. But as to the whether this is properly sorted out in the naming functions agreement, I will go back and check that.
Thank you, Becky. All right, Jay, we're back to you.
Thank you, Alan. So I agree with Paul's point, but there are two dangers that we just need to be aware of. Even with the framework of interpretation, there is still a large degree of, the PTI will still need to use common sense in a lot of ways. And I think we need to avoid constraining PTI so much that it finds that it can't do anything without coming back asking for a definitive policy decision from somewhere else. Okay, so we need to not be excessive on that. But the second point is that we currently have a set of definitive decision points that I'm hoping that through the framework of interpretation we no longer need to work in the same way. So specifically I'm talking about things that have to go to the ICANN board for board approval. I would hope some of those will be dealt with within the policy. And also I don't want this restriction on PTI being interpreted in a way that prevents us removing some of the perhaps unnecessary external decision points that we currently have.
Thank you, Jay. Any other comments on that? Okay. Well, are there any other issues that anyone wants to raise? I mean, I'll just say my sense of where we are is we're rapidly coming to a form of closure on this. I think there's a CWG meeting tomorrow. As we've talked about through the call, there's a number of documents going out for public comment tomorrow, so this is getting very close. So I'm going to ask Lisa for advice on where we are exactly in the process, and in particular, in case we the timing of another call. Lisa, what's your sense of things overall?
Well, actually, the CWG has planned calls all throughout August and also in the beginning of September because the transition is actually, we still have a lot of documents to deal with.
from our side, we actually missed the service agreement. We haven't seen it between PTI and ICANN, so that's going to be dealt with. What I think is important is actually to, if we could have a call in 2 weeks' time with this group, because then we would have had a chance to look at the naming function agreement that's been sent out, and we would still have time to actually reply to any public comment period if we want to do that as a CCNSO, or have a joint between the non-members and the members of CCNSO. So if we want to be alert and follow that process, I think we would need to have a call with this group within 2 weeks where we discuss the naming functions agreement, which I see is the most important one. I haven't seen the service agreement yet, we have actually said, because that's not the plan, that goes out for public comment, but it will be discussed within the CWG. So, but I don't know, since I haven't seen it yet, it's difficult to say if that's something we should discuss in depth with this group.
All right. Well, so let's, failing advice to the contrary, let's plan on having another call in about 2 weeks, unless anyone has any objections, and I'll ask Kim to send out a request for that. All right. Well, we're actually may find 5 minutes of free time unless anyone wants to add anything else. So Kim's on it. So excellent. Thank you very much, everyone. I thought it was a good discussion today, and thank you for your participation.